Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another fun Disney podcast, as we do each and every Friday. Today, we open up the phone lines and take your calls on a topic that I think about often. It's one of those things that Disney does a lot of things great, but there's some obvious things that I think Disney could do to increase the guest satisfaction on their trips that are pretty simple. Like, for example, I give the idea of putting embedded charging pads or chargers at the table service and counter service restaurant. So while you're having a meal, getting off your feet, you could recharge your device. And then when you go, after about 45 minutes, you know, your phone has more juice and you're good for the day. I think that'd be a simple thing, and it would bring up guest satisfaction. So we get a lot of calls on different ideas to make Walt Disney World even better. Just simple things that they've thought about. And I think you're going to get a lot of enjoyment out of today's show. Don't forget, we're brought to you today by the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for that next Disney adventure, check them out over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away, and you'll be planning that trip and getting ready to have a great time at your favorite Disney destination. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And while you're shopping online, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1510 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you, and I hope that you had a great week. Of course, I did. I was down at Walt Disney World here at the beginning of the week, and now we are back home. We're recording this one still a little bit early because it's going to be crazy when I get home. You got to catch up from all the stuff that you missed in the office, and we've got a lot of other things going on, some transitional things, and daughter that's coming home from Mizzou. I got a wife that's changing schools and other things. It's just ridiculous. So we recorded this one early so that we didn't miss out, and we asked our audience, our callers, our listeners to call in and share some thoughts today on a topic I think you all will enjoy, and I think we could all have ideas on. So we're going to do that today. But joining me today, as always, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and The Mouse for Less. How's it going, Ricky?
Mike, I don't want to be home.
For real.
I mean, I had so much fun with you all, I'm assuming. So I don't want to be home.
We're so much fun.
You are. So, I mean, back to the daily grind, I guess, now. So it's not as much fun. So.
You know who's glad that I'm home is Jocelyn and Kathy.
Yeah,
we're covering for my guests for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
That's right. All right. So here's what we're going to do today. On today's show, try and get the levels just right for you. On today's show, what we're going to do is take calls. And here's the topic of the day for about the next 45 minutes. We all go to Walt Disney World and we see things that we like. Sometimes we see things that we think they could improve upon. But then, you know, when you go for a long run, or you're, you know, in the shower and you're thinking about your next Disney vacation or your most recent Disney vacation, you're like, man, there's just a few things that are so obvious. Why are Disney not doing these things? Why are they missing out on these simple things? And here's what I'm going to throw out for my first one. And then the phone lines are opening up. You guys got to call 407-413-9395. This is Ricky and I, but mostly you today. And tell us, what are some obvious things Disney could do to plus the guest experience? Here's mine. And I've said this for years. You've heard it on the show before. I think in this day and age where everything's on My Disney Experience and you got Memory Maker with all your pictures coming up and so forth, I mean, the cow or whatever, the bull's out of the barn. You know, you're not going to have people put their phones down. That is not happening anymore. It's not happening. So everybody needs their devices. They need to put charging mats on the tables, both counter service and table service restaurants. That way, while you're having your dinner, you know, it's like a coaster. You just sit it there, and if you got wireless charging, great. You can put a couple cables, come up through the the table there, and everybody could get a little juice while you're getting your food. So not only are you feeding your heart and your soul and your body, you're also feeding your device. So
that's right.
That's mine. Ricky, do you have one off the top? And then we're going to the callers.
I do. And this is one that I keep asking for as well, because again, I think it's a no-brainer and it seems so obvious, but I think that they should have a place that serves breakfast all the time. It needs to be a diner type experience.
Yes.
Where they have a breakfast meal all the time on the menu. You can get it no matter whether it's, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night. Well, you know, that might be late for Disney, but okay, you know, 7 o'clock at night. Like, I want to have breakfast anytime I want it, because breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. Probably because it involves a lot of sugar. And so, at least for me anyway. So, you know, and because y'all know I don't wake up in the morning. So, like, by the time I'm rolling in for breakfast, it's, like, you know, noon. So, you know, they've stopped serving breakfast by that point. And so I'm stuck because I you know, miss breakfast. So, serve breakfast all the day. One restaurant. So
I am with you for a diner. Sorry, I hate that sound. And I hit the wrong button. And there it was. I promise we won't have the double Skype going this time. So we fixed that a few weeks back.
But, yeah, the diner experience with all-day breakfast is key.
Okay, one last question, because we got the caller on the line. Where would you put the diner? Best place to put it?
Oh, man. See, that's, I think it goes to go into Hollywood Street.
Yeah, well, honestly, studios. Yeah, studios. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but see, then you can't have it if you are at a resort. Maybe Pop Century. Maybe add another. Yes. Okay. So, like, I know Pop Century is a value resort, but they're making it a plus value with the whole gondola system. So just add a table service restaurant there that's themed after a diner. I think it's a genius idea. Actually, put it in the middle so that people can go to it from Art of Animation too. So put it in the lake. I don't know, something like that. I think this is a genius idea.
It could have a little fly through instead of a drive through. Like, your gondola is like cruises through real slow, and they give you a waffle. Yes, we're on to some. All right.
Yes.
And that's what today's show is going to be about. All right, we have our first caller who's been trying for a little bit. Thank you for being patient. Who's joining us?
This is Amy from Eugene, Oregon. How are you?
Hi, Amy.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I had to wait till the show started to answer the phone. So we're here. Thanks for calling.
No, that was awesome. And congratulations. I know we're one episode beyond, but congratulations on 1500.
Well, we're actually 10 beyond, because this is how podcasting works. We're recording out of order. But yeah, no, we appreciate it. So we're even better.
Yes, we love it. Thank you.
I've been too busy packing. I've been packing and doing laundry. I've been distracted.
We forgive you. All right. So we love having West Coasters here. So what do you think? What could they do? What could Disney do to improve the guest experience? Something that's obvious. Why are they not doing this?
Oh, well, you know, it kind of... I'm excited. The quick service situation has always bothered me, right? Because it's crazy, and, you know, it's hot and it's packed. And so, you know, I don't know. Can they open? I mean, mobile ordering, I'm sure, is going to be great. I've never used it before. I'm looking forward to using it this weekend. But, you know, I just think, you know, sometimes it gets a little crazy in the quick service environment.
It does. But you know what? Ricky and I have both used mobile ordering, and it is the greatest thing ever. Greatest ever. Yes. Use it.
Like, the invention of mobile order is seriously one of the best things Disney has done in a very long time. So mobile order is key, and I hope you make sure to use it this weekend.
Absolutely. I sit here and I go through the menus because I'm trying to memorize them, and, you know, I'm trying to get familiar with it because I really want to launch it and, you know, be comfortable with it when we get there. So super excited.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely use it. And Ricky, do we have is there a master list now on the Mouse for Less or somewhere that we can see all the, because I'd like to take a screenshot of that and just have it on my phone.
Yeah, so we have all the menus listed on the Mouse for Less, literally like every single menu with pricing, so that it's really easy to see. You just go to the menus page and everything is listed out there. So that's helpful too. That way you can kind of compare and contrast.
Yep. Awesome. Hey, I'm going to miss you guys. We're going to be back home before July 5th, but, you know, I won't be able to be there for the meetup, but... wishing you guys all amazing vacations in Florida.
Well, same to you. And you know what? There's always next time. Next time we'll have to make it happen.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you have a good night. Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Right. Have Bye-bye. Fun.
Yes.
Bye.
Have fun. She's beating me down. Ho, ho. I got to fix
you
it.
Lied.
I know. I know. I did lie. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. Hey, who's joining us? Talking to the terrible person here.
Hi, Mike and Ricky. It's Jenny from Melbourne, Australia. How are you?
Yay, how are you?
We have the West Coast, and now we have Australia. Good day, mate.
Hey, how you going?
It's wonderful. So right now as we're recording, it's a Thursday night at 7:15 p.m. where I am. So what is it where you are?
It's 10:10 a.m. on Friday morning, the 21st of June here.
Nice. It's already Friday. Is it? So should I get out of bed tomorrow? Is it going to be a good day?
Well, it's raining here, and my run this morning was pretty miserable in pouring rain, but I got out and did it anyway, listening to episode 1500.
Ah, there you go.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, so what's your suggestion all the way from down under? What would you say Walt Disney World could do to improve the guest experience?
So my husband and I haven't been to Disney World since 2016 was our last trip, but we're about to come back in October, November.
Awesome.
And one thing we found really frustrating was we'd love to see the resort refillable mugs extended to the park.
Okay, so I read people saying this on our Facebook page this afternoon as we kind of gave the topic out to get everybody ready. And I can see that, but part of me, there's a small part of me that just, it seems kind of Six Flags to have people walking around with mugs in the parks. But I mean, I don't know. It's like we do it at the resorts. Ricky, what do you think?
I get where you're coming from because, it does seem kind of Six Flags-y to have people walking around with resort mugs in the parks. But I can also see the frustration of people because you are, walking around the park, you get thirsty, and you know you have this mug, and you know you can have all you can drink with the mug, except for you're not anywhere where you can drink it. So you do have to, pay for the mug or pay for your drink. But I think if they did that, I think the refillable mug price would be astronomical. I mean, it would not be a cheap option. Maybe they could keep an option where they would allow you to have the refillable mug at the resort, and that would be a cheaper price. But then if they had an option where you could refill it through your trip through the parks and the resorts, I think that they could do it, but it would have to be a ridiculously high price for them to be able to make it worth it, because for them anyway, because they're losing out on all the revenue that they would be getting from people buying drinks in the park. So, yeah, I mean, I think they could do it. It just, I think it would cost a lot of money for them to, for us to be able to do it.
The other thing too, being obviously a runner and watching the diet, it's very common here in Australia on any restaurant menu to see the calorie or kilojoule content of food, just so people can make smart choices. And we noticed on our last trip, it may have changed, but we noticed none of that on any of the Disney menus and no real healthy choices. It was really difficult to eat.
You're not going to want to see the number of calories listed on the menu for those things.
So let me chime in on that one. As a runner and as somebody who lost a pretty decent amount of weight when I started running, I dropped about 65 or 70 pounds. So, and I've put some of that back on, but I've kept most of it off. But
you were way too skinny there for a while.
I was, and I know. I didn't want to be sick anymore. But the thing is, like, when I go to restaurants here in St. Louis that have, like even Taco Bell now has the calories for every item on their menu, I hate when they do that. It ruins me. I don't want to know exactly, because then I start making choice. And, it's doing what it's supposed to. Like, I'm like, well, shoot, I'll just get pinos and cheese now instead of the chili cheese burrito. But I really want the chili cheese burrito, and I've burned enough calories, I can probably have it. But, man, it makes you feel so guilty.
It does.
I don't even want. And you're right. The stuff at Walt Disney World is so rich. It'll be like 3,700 calories, baby.
Yeah. And that's for, a Mickey pretzel or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just, ignorance is bliss in my life. That's how I've lived my life so far, and that's how I want to continue to live it.
All good, guys. Well, it's great to speak to you in person finally, or not in person, on the phone.
Hey, that's
a difference. Yeah.
Thanks. Calling again. We're going to do another live show Sunday night if you can. And take care. It was good talking to you from down in Australia. That makes my day.
Awesome. Have a great night.
All right. You too.
Talk to you later.
Day, night, whatever. All right. See you later. That's awesome. We don't even know. Like, it's morning, Friday, it's Thursday.
She's got the whole day ahead of her.
She does. Well, we get a whole extra night of sleep. It's not even, we haven't even slept yet. That is awesome. All right. 407-413-9395. We have had awesome suggestions in our live Facebook chat at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Of course, you can check out the show on YouTube as well if you want to go back and see all the comments. Let's see here. We've got a lot of suggestions for like busing, resort to resort buses, some other things. We got another caller coming in, so let's get this on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
This is Steve from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, Steve.
Ricky, first time, long time.
Yay!
I've always wanted to do that.
I love it.
We're official now.
We are official. We are. All right. So, what's
I
your
feel like y'all are my morning show?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think? What do you think Disney should add that they haven't?
I would love to see Disney at like the Moderates, or we always say at Pop, add like bunk beds. I think. Ooh. For a lot of families, that would be very convenient, and I would actually pay a little more for bunk beds for my kids than them having to share the Murphy Queen bed at, like, Pop. I know there are a lot of places that have a fifth sleeper, but a lot of those are Moderates and $100-$150 a night more, but I'd love to see them add that on at some of the cheaper places, and I think they could do that very easily and conserve room in those small rooms.
That's true.
Yeah, like the Little Mermaid rooms, you could put half of them with like a. Because I don't even know if those have queens. I think they have a queen. They seem small. Those rooms seem really small at Little Mermaid, but I think they do have two queens. But take a queen out and put a bunk, a queen in a bunk.
Yeah, I don't know if it would work at Pop because they just did the converted to the table.
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't work necessarily at Pop Century, but I think that they could convert. You know, yeah, like Little Mermaid or one of the Art of Anim or one of the All Stars. To have that capability, I think that'd be great.
With 2020 packages.
Yeah.
Have you seen how much Pop went up from 2019 to 2020?
Yep.
Wow.
One word: gondola. Which
very
means,
true. Yeah. I was looking at my 2020 trip, and I can almost stay at Coronado for the same price as Pop.
Yep, they're very, very close, and. You know, it's a tough call. I've already had this conversation with more than one guest this week since packages came out. And, you know, we're debating. We're trying to decide what's going to work best for a guest. And again, you know, two transportation options at Pop Century, but it's still a value resort. Coronado is a very nice, almost like deluxe light experience, but one transportation source. So it's what the goal of the trip is. You know, the rooms are bigger at Coronado. You got sit-down dining. It's a tough call. I think you just got to look and see what the goal of the trip is. But you're right. Coronado and Pop Century, very close in price right now.
Would you do Coronado and one last day at the parks or one of the All-Stars with an extra day at the parks?
Coronado and one last day, for sure.
Hmm.
Okay.
I would. I mean, just because I like to have that. I don't mind the All-Stars either, but I love Coronado. I'd hang out at the pool. I love that area. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just asking, dig site pool?
Yes. Oh, yes, yeah. The dig site pools. It's one of the best on property. I mean, obviously, Storm Long Bay is the best. And, you know, a lot of the deluxes have the best pools, but dig site's awesome. Yeah, and it's just, the place is beautiful. I mean, it's got that lagoon in the middle. It's got three bridges. You know, the Grandesino Tower is going to add a lot to it. It's just got it going on. You know, last place I stayed is Moderate, and it's my favorite now. So, love it. Yeah. And it's a great value. If you have an AP, you can get really good discounts.
I don't. And I just saw how much those went up.
So oh, dude. Here's, look at my face if you're watching the video. Here's what I look on Tuesday. Because I have to renew. I have to churn two Magic Your Way passes to annual passes next week.
Oof.
Oof.
Yeah. Ooh.
I know. Oof. They don't even tell us travel agents.
No.
Not even the top 10 travel agents in the country by the unofficial guide. They don't even call us.
No what? Warning. No.
Anyway.
Well, they didn't want you freaking out any too soon.
Well, I mean, they got me. They got me. I'm like, this is fake. Nope, 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 nope.
No, it's not fake.
We'll talk about that on Sunday night. I have theories.
All right.
Y'all are outstanding. We love you so much. Thanks so much for what you do.
All right. Take care.
You.
Thanks for calling
have
from down Nashville.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, there you go, Nashville. He acted like he knew you, Ricky. You guys friends?
I mean, no, who knows? I'm friends with all of them.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yeah, so Sunday night, tune in. Obviously, if you're hearing this, it's going to be gone. If you're watching live on Sunday night, we're going to do another live show, and we'll have this out on the feed as well. We'll have a conversation about the 2020 packages, but I want to let them settle in because as we're recording, it's only been about 48 hours and I want people to kind of come back off the ledge before we have a nice discussion. I always do that with my sixth graders. Don't talk about it in the heat of the moment. You might say something you regret.
Yeah,
so I doubt it. And we're live, so you got to be careful of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a live show. Let's give everybody just a chance to take a deep breath and whew, let's let 96 hours pass. Anyway, next caller is on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Madeline from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, Madeline, how's it going?
I'm good. Hi, Ricky.
Hi.
Ricky and I talk on Facebook Messenger all the time, so it's weird to actually hear your voice.
I know, I get it. Yes,
that's funny because I block Ricky on Facebook Messenger.
I mean,
Messenger,
absolutely. Maddie does a fantastic job for us on the Mouse for Less. She does all the practically perfect planning videos that we have up on our YouTube channel. So if you are planning your Disney vacations and she does a great job at helping to break everything down, which is really good step by step. So
nice. Yep. Check them out.
Yep. So far we've gotten to Value Resorts and that's where we are right now.
Correct. We made it to Values.
yes. But I had some, I don't know if this is necessarily like a plussing, but it could also be taken as a complaint, but as a mother of a small child, the current like craziness and misinformation of what goes on with the child swap, I feel like could be way more streamlined and the information could be more readily available so that people can actually understand what to do when they want to ride a ride that their child can't.
Can I,
that's my 2 cents.
Can I tell you a secret about the child swap? I still have no idea how it works. That's why whenever we get a question, I always throw it to Ricky.
Because Ricky knows better, right?
Yeah, because Ricky
knows all her child.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. So,
I love it.
Yeah, I know you had some trouble with that, which is kind of frustrating. So I'm sorry.
Well, and it wasn't necessarily like the most horrible experience ever, but my mom and I were actually talking about it. The way that they have it right now, it is a virtual thing. But there's no way for you to wait in line with the child that can't ride. So the family has to be split up no matter what. So, you know, let's take one of the longest lines right now, like Flight of Passage. If you happen to get stuck in that line for 2 or 3 hours, that's 2 or 3 hours where the family isn't getting to spend time together. Yes, you can take the kid to go do something else that's fun for the kid, but a lot of times with our family, like the time in line is the time that we actually talk. And when we're done with the ride, we're like hustling to the next ride and we don't really actually connect. So I would like to see something where you can have the whole family stay together. I know Universal has like almost like a penned off area, you know?
That's exactly what I was going to suggest. Yeah.
I sat in those rooms.
It penalizes the family for being there with their little kids. And I'd like to see that changed.
Yeah, agreed. I think that that's a huge thing that Disney should change. You know, I mean, obviously I don't have kids, but, you know, Universal definitely does it right as far as the child swap. You know, they let you go through the line with, you know, your whole family. And then once you get to the front or, you know, the attraction, that's when they make the child swap happen. And they have these rooms and the rooms have TVs for, you know, the kids and or the, you know, parents that are with the kids. And, you know, it's definitely and they have benches and things like that. So it's definitely a nice and it's usually air conditioned, I think. So that part's nice, too. So they definitely do it right at Universal. And then once that person's done riding, then they swap out and have the other person wait with the child that can't ride, but I think it's a much more streamlined system for sure. They have that one correct at Universal. Yeah.
I agree. Anyway, that was my 2 cents. I'll let you guys get to the next caller. Thanks for having me on.
You know what though, going along with your idea, I think they got a better idea that as the kids get to be teenagers, you don't want to be in line with them. So,
well, that's
you know,
true.
It's like a reverse child swap. Like, please God, let them stay away from me for 3 hours while I wait in this long line.
You know, Maddie, there's one thing that I am hearing from this. I hear a really good Mouse for Less, practically perfect planning video in the works. So
I love it. Let's do it.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks for calling. Take care down in Texas.
Y'all
All right,
have a good night.
That's so funny. Yeah, the reverse child swap. Like, get my teenager away from me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That would work. All right, next caller's on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Dave from Connecticut.
Dave in Connecticut. Dave. Good evening. How you doing?
Doing great. I just tuned in. Haven't listened to what you guys have talked about yet. But I have a prediction.
Okay.
I'm going down in the summer. Going down in July. We're going to be staying 10 nights at the Boardwalk. And yes. I'm expecting to have low crowds prior to Galaxy's Edge opening up.
You and me both. I think that is absolutely true. And I know that because of the discounts that have been offered leading up to August 29th. And they are very aggressive, not only annual pass holders, but also summer room offers. And they offered a little, you know, modified free dining as well for that time period. So I think, you know, those of us that have summer trips, I think you're going to be in luck this year. We're going to have a decent crowd. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, even the past few summers, it seems everybody says, oh, it's so hot and it's so crowded. And I don't know if people have just been avoiding the summer in general, but, you know, Disney spreading the crowd out with their different price levels for ticket days. But I think the summer is a great time to go, especially for me. I'm a teacher. Today was my last day of school. Yay!
That's the best day of the year, man.
Finally made it. I swear I'm the last school in the entire country that had school today.
I was going to say, yeah, in the Midwest, they've been out for like a month. they're getting ready for next year.
I know.
Oh, no. So let me say a couple things, though, about summer that you're mentioning. I think there's a lot of factors because we've been going every summer for the last decade, and the crowds are not that bad in the summer. And I think it's a lot of it is, there's not such a big stigma about pulling your kids out of school anymore. People don't, I mean, I was a teacher, trust me, 17 years. And I told my students, as long as they were not struggling, a family vacation, especially for the kids that I taught, because we were in an urban area, they didn't get a lot of opportunities to do things like this. I said, you know, make family memories for 4 or 5 days. I can catch them up. You know, so I think it's a big deal to get out of school. I think that in the summer, there's none of the special events. You don't get parties. You don't get, well, now you get the after hours, but, you know, just not as much going on.
That's true. And I think October has become a really popular time for people to go because of the parties, because of food and wine, because of, you know, the, you know, cheaper rates that they have, you know, like the tickets are cheaper, like stuff like that. Like, I feel like, and of course now a lot of schools are taking
fall breaks. That's a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I feel like October has become summer. And summer has become October. Like, it's a weird thing. Yeah. You have a Forky?
Dude, I have a Sporky, by the way.
Where did you get Forky at?
I'll tell you. All right. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. And good thoughts. And enjoy your summer.
Hey, are you asking people that? Remember you asked people the question about the three things they would have to get rid of one of out of Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
Are you doing that still? Because I've been thinking about my answer for weeks now.
Well, if you've been thinking about it for weeks, lay it on us. Okay, so let me give it to you. Real quick, TTA, Carousel of Progress, Pirates of the Caribbean, you got to cut one, gone forever. What are you going to do?
I would cut Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
And my reasoning is TTA and Carousel of Progress are only in Disney World. They're only in Florida. But if I really wanted to go see Pirates of the Caribbean and maybe in a better version of the Pirates of the Caribbean, I could go to Disneyland.
I think you're right. That's true. The Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland is much better. Yes, I would agree with that. That's a good way to think of it. Good job.
There you go. A lot of thought went into that one. So really enjoy the show, guys.
Thinker.
Keep it up. Right. Have a great summer.
You too. Enjoy your summer, buddy. You earned it. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, that's so funny. He's been thinking about that for 2 weeks. Kind of worries me, but it's kind of awesome at the same time.
But you know what, though? That's like the right answer. Like, I feel like that's officially a definitive right answer. I don't know. I think that that's my feeling now that he mentioned it. Like, I feel like, yeah, I can go ride better versions of Pirates of the Caribbean elsewhere, like Disneyland or Disneyland Paris or whatever. So, yeah.
We have our next caller on the air. His name's Forky. He's joining us.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Ricky. It's Marla. How are you both doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
You made it. You made it.
Good. I know. I made it, right? Yeah, because I know I've been talking to you guys on social, but it's been a while since I've been able to call in. I was like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to get home to on time, and I made it.
Yay!
Oh, excited.
Hope you didn't get a ticket.
But very quickly, the previous caller who said to cut pirates completely agree. I wasn't sure if it was a controversial opinion, but I've been sitting on that. I was like, you know, I'd probably cut pirates between the three, I think, as well.
I like it. Do you have a reason, but, or just because?
I think similar reason to the caller from earlier of how I think the other two are a little more unique. But also, I think, I don't know, like, I like pirates, but I think I love the People Mover because I love the accessibility of how, you know, it's always loading. Pretty easy to get on it, and also the story, you know, behind it and the kind of inventive side of it. And then Carousel of Progress, I mean, it's just, you know, very iconic, I think. So, yeah. You know, gotta be a sucker for that a little bit. I'm with Mike on that, being a sucker for the Carousel of Progress.
Oh, they took it away. It ripped my heart out. You know, the next thing you're gonna tell me is that Illuminations is going away. And come on.
Mike, I have something to tell you.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's like they would take away the Country Bears. You know, like, it's one of those things. It's just forever.
I've been worried about that. I had, like, yeah, I've been worried about the Country Bears. I had, like, a nightmare about that. There's like, no, don't take them away.
Well, Country Bears kind of give me a nightmare just in general. Not that they're going
away.
More that they're chasing me.
I know.
Oh, man.
I thought they were going to eat me as a kid, and they can't get rid of it now. Like, no.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, one last question. So, well, do you have a suggestion, though, for making something better, something obvious? You're like, oh, man, if they would just do this, my trip would be better.
Yeah, so I have one, a slightly nerdy one, slightly Disney nerdy one. It's not one that will necessarily save anyone money, but more just something that I think I'd like to see more of, and then I think maybe some other people would like to see more of, too. Just, I really wish Disney would implement some of the rarer characters more. Like, I know that, you know, they pop up, like, I think Darkwing Duck, you know, pops up at the Halloween party sometimes, but especially in places where they make sense, like, you know, it'd be great to see, you know, the people from Hunchback in France, or see Tiana over at Riverside, because I think, you know, love the Fab Five as much as the next person, but it would just be really great to see, you know, some of those characters more, like the characters that are related to rides, just out and about in the parks, or have meet and greets, or I think you guys had a show about, you know, more character meals, but just, you know, I'd really love to see some more of those characters around the parks and the resorts especially. That'd be really, really neat.
I think that's a great point, because what you could do with that, I mean, of course, it doesn't, I don't, you know, I don't think a character meet and greet is going to cost Disney as much as a lot of other things they do, as far, you know, because we always look at the economics of things, but I think they're, you know, you're seeing with how they've changed the fast passes at the studios and just how they're working schedules and so forth. The goal of moving forward, come Labor Day this year on forward, is spreading people out. They just want to, you know, because they don't want to have these big bottlenecks. Right. And so I think one of the easiest ways they could do that is exactly what you're saying, is have rare characters, put, you know, like on Grand Avenue, or, you know, at the studios, or over in the Echo Lake area, have some meet and greets over there. Boom, you know, 1,000 people probably between a few characters right there. And I think that's an easy way to do it, because it's temporary. You don't have to build anything.
Exactly. And it's kind of a win-win for both sides, because like you said, like, it wouldn't necessarily, you know, cost Disney too much. And it's also not really an upcharge, you know, from our end. It's just, oh, wow, there's Esmeralda over there in France, and I can wait in line for her. Like, you would have, like, you know, the Halloween party, where I know some of those characters, I haven't been to the Halloween party, but I know the lines for, like, Jack and Sally can get really, really long. So, you know, people would want to see these rare characters. So, yeah, it would be a great way to help crowds, I think. And also, you know, to see them more at the resorts, too. I know that happens sometimes, like sometimes at Beach Club or Riverside, but to make that a more regular thing would be really interesting.
And you know what, too? I mean, it's always economics. You got to think about, like, how's Disney seeing this? You could sell more Memory Makers, and the people that have Memory Maker getting a better value with more character meet and greets.
It's true.
Definitely.
So that's what I'm saying. It'd be a good suggestion. So appreciate the call. I'm glad you made it. And we'll hopefully catch you this weekend on another live show.
Yeah, hope to talk to you guys soon. I officially have a countdown at Disney World again, so that's always good to have a countdown.
What's your number?
Awesome.
As of the recording, it's 252.
That's right.
So not too long, not as short as yours, Mike, but yeah. But getting there.
Yeah, we try. All right, well, good luck, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
All right, 407-413-9395. We have our next caller.
They're rolling in tonight, aren't they?
They are rolling in. I love this. Yeah, you guys are the best. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, this is Ashley from Texas.
Ashley from Texas. Hey, Texas in the house.
Yeah. I actually was calling in because I have spontaneously decided to go to Disneyland next week.
Awesome. You're going to have a great time. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's
fantastic. I'm kind of shocked that I will actually be going.
So was it like a bad meal, or was it some kind of an epiphany, or how does this happen? All of a sudden you're going to Disneyland. That's pretty sweet. I need one of those.
So I just happened to be going over to California to celebrate my birthday to see a friend. And she said, "Well, would you want to go to Disneyland?"
And you're like, yes.
Let's go to In-N-Out Burger.
With that, we have definitely been looking into, they announced all the virtual queue stuff.
Yes.
So I think looking at the future for Galaxy's Edge in Florida, I think Walt Disney World should kind of be taking some notes.
And I definitely, I think they are. I think that's partially why we haven't heard anything about what's going to happen at Walt Disney World's version. We don't know, will people be able to line up ahead of time? Will there be a virtual queue system? There's not reservations. We do know that.
Too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's too many people, and they've already introduced the extra magic hours, so they're not going to have a reservation period for that. But it would be, I definitely know that they are taking notes of what is working at Disneyland and what's not working at Disneyland, and they will be implementing a lot of those things over to Walt Disney World. It's just going to take some time for them to figure out. I mean, of course, by the time this airs, they'll have, the Disneyland's version will have had guests for a few weeks at this point. So, but as of the recording of this, the true test of, what's going to happen is really on June 24th. And that's what I've been saying for, ever, because this reservation period is just kind of a temper, they're just stopping the gap of the floodgates coming in.
Yeah, and it's a honeymoon period right now.
Exactly. And once the floodgates open on June 24th, that's the true test of what's going to happen for Galaxy's Edge overall, because is it going to have a ton of people just descend on the park to get into Galaxy's Edge or not? We'll know more at that point. And Walt Disney World is going to watch to see what Disneyland does and how they move through the process of getting guests in. And I assume that we will probably have a virtual queuing system. I doubt, I've been there for opening day for Pandora, and I've been there for opening day for Toy Story Land, and those lines are ridiculously long, and especially because they're not going to have Fast Pass. I mean, that was literally the only way I got into the land, was that they had Fast Pass, but since they're not offering Fast Pass for those, for Galaxy's Edge, there's no loophole to get in. So you literally have to wait in a, huge line. And I don't know that they're going to want people to do that for this. So my hope is,
I worked actually, I had my college program in the Animal Kingdom in the prime time of Pandora. And I remember the absolute craziness of people lining up at 6:30 a.m. And I was without even any extra magic hours. So we will see how this ball goes.
Well, you got to realize too, the studio is the smallest park. They just don't have room for a horde of people just waiting. I mean, it just would clog everything up.
Right. And I think that that's why they've made the fast pass changes that they're making as well. I know a lot of people are upset about them, but I think that it's just helped spread the crowds out so they're not all congregating on, you know, one or two attractions and that's it. You know, they're able to make those fast passes for the other attractions, and then they can either, you know, play the fast pass game when they get there, or they can wait in line. So that way, it again helps to spread those crowds amongst the entire park because it's so small.
Yeah.
Agreed. We'll have to see. It's going to be a great experiment, though, to see how it goes. I'm excited. Yeah. It's going
to
be.
Good luck. Good luck to you.
Yes. Have fun.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'll definitely be keeping an eye out what happens on the 24th, because that'll tell me what happens on the 28th.
Yep.
Exactly.
And let me tell you, make sure your friend lets you buy a make a lightsaber while you're there for your birthday.
That's I don't know fun. If we're balling on that budget.
Well, it's you only, you know, you have your birthday once a year. Do it.
You only need a lightsaber once, right?
Make a reservation for the cantina or the lightsaber that morning.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I would choose cantina.
I don't know.
I want a
that's
saber.
Really worth getting immediately in.
Yeah.
Well, have a good time and let us know how it goes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, that's those lightsabers are pretty sweet. Now, if I paid $200, I'd feel like really bad about myself. But they look like they're worth $200.
I mean, you are paying $200, Mike. If you get one of those lightsabers, it's at least going to be $200.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I, you know, I want one so bad, but if I paid $200 for one the whole rest of the day, I'd be like, God, I just paid $200 for a lightsaber.
Pretty much, a lightsaber.
What am I going to do with a lightsaber for real?
Like, you literally can't do anything with a lightsaber. You can put it on your wall in your new house. That's about all you can do. So
I'd keep it under the bed in case, like, we were getting robbed. I'd pull it out.
I will get you with my lightsaber. I have a lightsaber and I'm not afraid to use it.
Some people keep guns. Some people keep blasters. Some people keep lightsabers if you're a Jedi. You never know when you could use one. I mean, think about that. Every Halloween, you're a Jedi for the rest of your life.
Well, you'd have to be. Yeah.
May the 4th, you can bust it out every year, walk around your neighborhood.
Pay $200 for it. You better be.
I'm starting to think there's a lot of uses for that $200 lightsaber. You could use it about 6 or 7 times a year, probably. Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's a little much. 6 or 7 times a year?
I mean, glows. It could be almost like a Christmas light. Like, you could, you know, use it to, like, with all the presents under the tree, you could push them out with your lightsaber to everybody. That'd be awesome. I'm justifying it. All right. Anyway, what's our number? 407-413-9395.
I don't know what's our number.
We've had lots of calls and lots of suggestions. But back to the topic at hand. What would you do? What are the obvious things at Walt Disney World that you could do to make the parks, the guest experience better? I've said chargers on the tables. Ricky wants a diner. We've had suggestions in the chat about, somebody said Live PD lightsaber edition. Don't joke, because I bet you it'll come to Salinas, California, because they're not too far. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things like resort-to-resort buses, people are saying. Character meet and greets, you know, those are simple. And there's not enough of those. I'm trying to think some of the other ones. I like the bunk beds idea that was mentioned earlier.
Like the bunk beds, yeah.
You know, but I think where that would work even better is the moderates. Because, you know, I'll say as a travel agent, Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge both have bunk bed options. Mm-hmm. They have rooms that are one queen and a bunk. Mm-hmm. We've stayed in them. And yeah. I've actually slept on the bunk beds because I was racing that weekend. So I'd have to leave at, you know, out of the room at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I didn't want to wake up Pam. So I'd let Mallory sleep with Pam and I'd sleep on the bunk bed. And they're actually, I mean, I'm 6'3" and they were kind of small for me, but not too bad. They were comfortable. Yeah, so I'd yeah, do it.
That's good.
Because the thing is, like, I think some kids don't like sleeping together on a queen.
Yeah, I get
like
it.
Brothers
I
and
mean,
sisters.
I always had to sleep in the same bed as my brother. So, you know, I mean, I guess I was just used to it. But then again, he would sneak in the middle of the night, too. So
that's it. You got to sneak in, sneak out. All right. Andrew's saying, what if Disney offered quiet rooms? I'd pay extra to stay on the top floor or in a room not connected to another. Little feet woke me up every day. So quiet rooms, Ricky, what do you think about that?
See, the problem is that I just don't know that it's feasible because people, you know, I mean, lots of hotels have quiet hours and things like that.
True.
And, you know, there's inevitably somebody who's running past my room who is completely ignoring the quiet hours, whether they have had a little too much to drink or they are a little child or whatever. But inevitably somebody goes running past my room with, you know, quiet hours. So I don't know that it would work very well. It's a good idea in theory, but I don't think it would necessarily work because people just don't, you know, they don't always adhere to those rules. So.
But Andrew said he'd pay extra for a quiet room. So you know, Disney's listening. That,
but then if somebody wasn't quiet yeah. and you would you expect your money back then? They're not going to give you your money back.
So what you got to do is you got to get the money. If you're going to pay the person back that it wasn't quiet enough, it comes from the person who made the noise. It all balances out.
I mean, the best advice I can say if you want a quiet room is to choose, obviously, not a preferred room and also a room on the top, you know, the very top of whatever hotel it is, because then you don't have anybody underneath you. So that's the best advice I have for that. So.
And Derek in the chat's asking if they still have bunk beds at Wilderness Lodge. They still have them as an option to book, but I'll tell you what, they're always unavailable, so they could be pulling them out. They probably just haven't updated the system. They're really hard to get both at Animal Kingdom. They're super popular. They may be pulling them out of both. I don't know because they're hard to get. So I don't know why they would, though, because that room was cool. It felt more spacious with the one bed in the bunk because you're building up instead of, you know, taking up floor space. So we had another one. I don't know if Ashley's trying to be funny here, but we appreciate that here on our podcast for sure because, you know, we're not. So she says, bring back Pal Mickey from the mid-2000s. You know what? Here's the thing. I thought she was being smart. Ashley, I would have. You'd have lost your recess when I was teaching because you'd have been trying to outsmart me here. But the more I thought about it, and I wasn't listening to what you're saying about whatever you were talking about a second ago. No, just kidding.
Got
I'm just playing.
It.
No.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about Ashley's pal, Mickey. And you know what? With the advancement of technology since they had him out, because at the time he was pretty cutting edge. Because, you know, like he would tell you, like, oh, it's going to be a parade here because he knew through geolocation. It was RFID. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, back then it was pretty big deal. Like, oh, you know, you're on Main Street. It's going to be a parade here tonight, you know? And he'd tell you jokes and stuff. And you could take him home. But I mean, with the technology now, Pal Mickey could really be something. I mean, do you think kids would even be impressed? Every kid has an iPhone now like an iPod Touch.
That's valid. Oh, but Mickey talks to you. I mean, that's really cool. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the best person to answer that question, but I would want one if he was up to date and, you know, stuff like that. So
I just wonder, though, as quick as technology moves, like I think this problem that they ran into with the original, with the only Pal Mickeys, that you can't keep them up to date because by the time you produce them in mass, it's like old technology.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it's something you put your own like device in. Like with a USB port or something.
Maybe. I feel like that's like DJ Rex, that they have their Bluetooth DJ Rex speaker that they're selling in Galaxy's Edge. Now, see, that would be something I would consider buying, by the way. You talked about buying a lightsaber. At least the DJ Rex thing I could actually use. I can't use a lightsaber. I can have DJ Rex pumping out my Justin Timberlake, and I'm okay with that. So
I could use R2-D2, but I'm not paying $25,000 for him either.
No.
That makes my lightsaber feel like a handout, you know, $200.
Yeah, exactly. I got a fiddly little $200 lightsaber. Aha, I got the $25,000 R2-D2 unit.
Yep. So Robert's rocking his fanny pack, he's saying, and his walk there. So I'll check out the picture on Instagram. Somebody offered, would this work? Because they do this on the cruise ships. An all-adult resort.
All right. Not to be too much, but let's put it this way. I got woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning by some adults. So
easy. I'm just saying, we didn't say we're not talking about the quiet rooms anymore.
I know that. I'm
crossing the streams here. No. No, but I mean, do you know what?
I just said I did.
Well, I think anybody stayed in hotels probably have, you know, at some point. Yes. So I'm just saying, so the one thing, I mean, that could be something because, you know what? I mean, you have like the adult section on the Disney Cruise Line. And I mean, I wouldn't want it to be like, you know, out of control and crazy because, you know, I don't want it to turn into like a Sandals or something down in like the Dominican or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, there's people that maybe want to, you know, stay as just a couple, like a honeymoon place. I don't know. It's very romantic.
I get that. I feel like if Disney did an adults only resort, like it would have to be a small boutique resort because they wouldn't have the faith in it to make it a full out, you know, or it would have to be a very small wing at one resort. Like they wouldn't do a full out resort that was just adults only. But,
You never know. What if they made it like really expensive and like, you know, they sold it that way? I could see it.
Oh, yeah, it would have to be exclusive.
I mean, could see him making it like some super deluxe adults only place, like a boutique thing. That's true, but yeah. There will be spoiled kids that get to do it, and I won't. So
that's true.
Exactly. How's that kid doing it? He's 3. I'm like 46. I've seen the movies 1,000 times, and I can't afford it.
Go live out his Star Wars dream. I'm sitting here hobbling around Galaxy's Edge with my $200 lightsaber that I feel is like a really big deal.
If I see him in Galaxy's Edge, I'm gonna have my lightsaber ready, kid. Be ready, because I want to go to the hotel. Anyway, we have a next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Okay.
Hello? Caller, you're on the line.
Oh, am I on the line?
Yeah, sorry. We were yakking there and didn't get to you. So
it's weird now. Because I thought that the video I saw on Facebook was live, and I guess it's not.
Well, it's probably a couple seconds off. We don't have like a blooper or, you know, like a thing where people, you know, if you say a bad word, we can't do anything about it. So mind your P's and Q's. Okay.
Gotcha.
What's going on?
Hey, so this is Thad from Colorado.
Hey, how's it going?
How you guys doing?
Awesome.
Wonderful.
I've been a fan for not long enough, but you guys are awesome. And congrats on the 1,500 episodes. That was amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So I was sitting here with my wife, Becky, and we were thinking, you know what would be great is if they had a DVC lounge at every park.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people would like that. I mean, a lot. Yeah. Or an annual pass holder / DVC.
We'll see. Yeah. Now with the price of the annual passes, you should get like a hotel room in every park. I mean, come on. It's a second mortgage to get that AP now.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So are you a fan of the DVC lounge over at Epcot? Cause I'm not DVC, but I got to visit with Scott cause he is. And I like that idea.
I think it's a nice place to just get away from the crowd and you get to cool off and have a drink and you can charge your phone or whatever device you have. Mm-hmm. There's coffee and cold drinks available and they come around with a cart and they're a little stingy with what you can pick out, but it's still nice to get a little snack and just sit there and, I never even knew that you could be up in that area. And when we got up there, we're just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It has a great view and it's air conditioned and it's just a wonderful way to just kind of cool off and deflate for a little while.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
So we're huge fans.
I've been up there a few times too. It's fantastic. I agree with the stingy on the streets, but you know.
Yeah, right. I'm like, can I have two? They're like, no.
One treat. That's all you get. But I want chips and cookies.
You get Cheez-Its.
Right, exactly. I want sweet and savory here. Help me out.
Then I can mix them together and it makes a good treat. So yeah. No, I get it.
If you sit there long enough, you might actually get the second round.
Oh, that's true. That's true. They'll come back around again.
Right. Get something else.
Fake them out.
And then another thing we thought would improve the whole experience is better toilet paper.
My wife says that too. My wife always says it. She says
that's my wife's recommendation.
It's my wife too. She says,
you know, you can have bad toilet paper in the value, but when you get up to the deluxes, you need to improve that toilet paper. I mean, it's a deluxe.
Is it not? I mean, I've always thought the toilet paper at like Pop Century is a lot rougher than, say, a beach club. Maybe I'm not paying close attention.
You're not, because we bring our toilet paper.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I mean, it's on the list, and what's nice is that when we use it, we now have room for souvenirs.
Oh my goodness, that's fantastic.
Okay, pro tip, Amazon Prime now if you're going to do that. Don't carry it. Just get it delivered.
Here's the BRGS podcast link.
Exactly.
Like, I got to plug for you some way or another. You missed the obvious.
Got to pay the bills. No, because it doesn't work
with Prime.
You know,
there are a lot of princesses out there. I'm just saying.
I'm married to one. She complains, but you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, you know, we're doing a split stay. You're going to have to rough it here with some rough toilet paper for a few days. We're going to the next, you know, it'll be fine.
Okay, so you're going to spoil her next time and you're going to bring your toilet paper from home, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just not going to let her hear this episode, so. That's awesome. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So here's my husband back.
All right.
Well, I'm sure you have other callers, but you know.
Wait, we appreciate it. And we will catch you in a DVC lounge soon.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're the only ones in the know right now. We haven't sprung it on our son. We're going to probably wait until Christmas. But we're going in January to Disney World. So
fun.
We're very excited. We love it because it's not too hot.
Yes.
That summer weather just kills me. It's just brutal. So we're more, you know, fall to late winter travelers when it comes to Florida right now, which is perfect. So
and then we're gonna do
the Dopey run, but not the whole thing. Are you gonna be there for that?
Heck yeah, Dopey 5. I'm
Heck
ready.
Yeah,
let's do it.
So I'll try, and if you know, if you guys are doing, because I just joined the Lizards. If you're doing a hookup on the 5K, I'll come and look for you.
Well, we're not doing a hookup. We're doing a meetup. But
well, I'll meet up. Yeah,
that's different.
Come, man. Come on, let's keep a G rated here.
This show has gone bad in the last 10 minutes.
Yes.
No, we'll see you down there. It'll be fun. You know, it's a great time to go. So, it'll be fun. Because I go every July because, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it's like walking on the sun. So.
Yeah, I don't know how you pull off those four runs, though. I just did my first 10K at the Boulder, and it wrecked my IT band. So, but I'm getting old, so.
I'm getting old, too, but I really don't know what an IT band is. I'm just sore, and I walk like an 80-year-old. So, who knows? I probably have bad ones of those, too. I don't know.
All right.
Well, have a good one out in Colorado.
Well,
thanks,
Mike,
for calling in. We
Ricky,
appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. See you in January. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was like a 2-for-1 call.
That was. I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I saw in the chat somebody say something, and it was something that I was going to actually bring up after I saw somebody else's comment in the chat. But the water bottle refill stations, they do not have them at Walt Disney World, and they really should have them there because I bring my water bottle. I bring one of these, my Contigo's with me all the time when I'm in the parks. And if I was able to fill up my water bottle through one of the water bottle ones instead of like trying to like hold it, spill half the water out in a little drinking fountain, that would be fantastic. So, yes, I'm all about that. They totally need to add those.
Let me tell you the economics of that because it kind of doesn't make sense at Disney because of one thing. But I got invited to a social media event at our airport in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so we got like VIP access, got to go up not all the way to the top of the air traffic control tower, but got to go to like the flight deck
That's
under
awesome.
It
yeah.
and controls and the big van. If there's ever an accident, they would take it out there with all the, you know, the people liaisons and, you know, heads of all the emergency agencies and so forth. And we actually got to go out on the closed runway and take pictures from like the middle of the airfield, which was really cool. But we met with the director of the airport in, you know, she talked about how they're improving the airport and how they get their revenue and all this stuff. It was really interesting, but that came up. That was their number one requested thing was water bottles past TSA, like, you know, stations where
yeah.
you could fill them up once you got through TSA. And she talked about it. She was really honest. She says that, you know, their budget is based a lot on the revenue that they bring in on their own. So like they have to watch because they know that the prices are expensive for like once you get through TSA, like to go to Dunkin' Donuts or Burger King or Starbucks
right.
or what have you. And she says that by putting in those refillable water bottles, they were kind of the vendors were getting upset because a lot of them sold bottled water and, you know, at extremely high prices. But I mean, I think that you're right. That would help the guest satisfaction a ton. And I don't think it'd be a big deal for Disney because they give it out at counter service restaurants anyway.
Exactly.
That's the
my
factor.
Point. Like
yeah.
you'd have less people who would ask at the counter service restaurant for a glass of water. You know, you'd have more people who would bring a water bottle with them and have it refilled. You know, I think that would be a really great thing. I understand it at, you know, a place that counts on having revenue from, mm-hmm. you know, vendors and stuff like that. That makes sense at an airport. But yeah, at Walt Disney World, they definitely should have, the bottle refill stations. They had them all over in London and Paris, by the way. So that part was really cool. So
awesome. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to call it a day here on the show. So thank you so much for the great calls and pay attention. We love opening the phone lines. We're going to do this more and more. So stick with us and give me some feedback. If you like these kind of shows, if you don't, I would like to know because we're always trying to do something different. You know, I've been going for 11 years. We just want to keep the show fresh and keep it very interactive and have conversations with you guys because that's what we're all about, talking Disney. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next Disney adventure, check out themagicforless.com. They've got great specials up there. You know, you get all the discounts, see what's going on with, you know, maybe there's a summer discount, maybe there's a fall discount by now. Who knows? You got all the discounts, but also you can check out the booking bonuses. You know, for $1,500 packages, you get a laundry basket. And I mean, you're like, laundry?
laundry basket. Dude, that thing's awesome.
Right?
I'm just telling you,
it is
you
awesome.
Want this basket. Yeah, it's this little travel laundry basket you throw in your suitcase, but it's great. You get home, your dirty clothes are in one and everything else the other. It's great. But also we have Disney gift cards, touringplanes.com, premium subscriptions, all that stuff with certain packages. So check that out. And while you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote and mention the BR Guest podcast, and you and I will be working together on that next trip. TheMagicForLess.com. Ricky.
Can I just say, you know, we announced it, but we have our Be Our Guest podcast, Give Kids the World fundraiser extravaganza. So we have that. And if you have auction items for me that you are wanting to get to me, please email me at bogpauction@gmail.com. And we'll work out how you can get those items to me. That would be wonderful. Thank you. And, you know, we look forward to having lots of different things. You know, a lot of people ask me, I have something, but it's not necessarily Disney related. Is that okay? And yeah, that's fine. You know, whatever you want to auction off. I have some really cool clothing items that were sent to me, which haven't been worn. They're new, but they're kind of high end, which is awesome. So that's cool. So, you know, anything that you have, of course, Disney related stuff will be great too. So I would much appreciate those for our 3 auctions that we are having this year. So not 1, not 2, but 3. So I'm going to need lots and lots of stuff.
Should I auction off the OG hoodie? This is the very first one.
You know
one.
What? I actually do have a hoodie. I have a hoodie that I got from T Public, from our store that we have. And they sent me the wrong kind of hoodie that I ordered. And so I actually do have one. They let me keep it. So one of those is going to be up for auction too. So,
perfect. Nothing like a hoodie in July. Hey, yeah, it gets cold eventually.
It's not necessarily going out in
that's
July.
True.
Right?
I know,
remember,
just
we have 3 auctions
that's
we're doing,
right.
So it could be one
that's
of the winter
right.
ones.
That's
just
right.
Saying.
It's all different this year, so that's gonna be awesome. So check that out. Also, follow us on social media to keep up with all this great stuff. We have the lizards. You know, lots of folks running. Give Kids the World stuff. You know, we're broadcasting live. Keep up with that. There's so much going on. So check it out at Be Our Guest Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, follow me at Be Our Guest Mike. We have lots of conversations there. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs. So check that out on Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast and, of course, the YouTube channel as well. All right, time to get out of here. We will let you get also, I want to throw this out there just for the folks that are tuned in today. Don't forget, too, because we're talking about, I mean, I know it's July as you're hearing this. In September, we'll be here before you know it. So Indy Disney Meet, September 21st, Noblesville, Indiana, right? It's a suburb of Indianapolis. Lots of great podcasts are going to be there. You know, we're going to be there broadcasting live. Yeehaw Bob's going to be there. Lou Mangiello's going to be there. You know, just it's a great meet. Everybody gets together to raise kids for Magical Wishes for Kids, which goes to Give Kids the World. It's just a day of friends, tons of food, tons of, and it's like a potluck. It's like a potluck. Like you see people coming in with all kinds of stuff. Oh, meatballs, you know, cookies. It's crazy. But then, you know, just it's such a great day and everybody's like-minded. Everybody's, you know, Disney on the brain. Everybody's talking about it for like, you know, it was like 8 hours. It's crazy, but it's a lot of fun. So if you're anywhere in the continental United States, make the drive. I'm just saying, maybe not Oregon. Australia would be a little rough. You know, it's
Australia
not kind of like,
that'd be
a stretch, but hey, you know what? You can still make it. You know, just do it. It'd be worth your drive, you know, your flight. But yeah, we're going to have a good time. So September 21st, put it on the calendar because, you know, fall time gets busy. But mark off that day, even that whole weekend. Come out to Indy and the Indy Disney Meet September 21 out in Noblesville, Indiana. All right, we're going to get out of here, let you get on with your weekend. So for Pam, virtually, Ricky, in person, Mike, right here, we're going to let you go and hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.